You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Do me a favor. Picture the job description for what you do now. Notice anything missing? Like the three or four other jobs you do every day?
I was on a salary. And so I just felt like I was putting in more hours than what was fair.
I wear many hats.
It's a lot of work, but, you know, it's proportioned enough for one person.
It varies, is all I can say.
I mean, it's just we are understaffed on purpose, so you have fewer people to work longer.
Yes, because we're understaffed.
So you're always on the clock. You're always expected to be there when they need you. But when you're on your time, they have no respect for that.
That seems to be the way things are going in my industry. Everybody's trying to make profits, and so that's what they do, is they cut back labor.
I'm married. I have three kids, and, you know, it's important for me to divide my time, you know, properly. Give that time to the kids, time to my wife. And if I'm just married to my job and they're taking advantage of me, I can't do that.
Since the recession, a lot of workers have had to cover for eliminated jobs and reduced headcount. But even though hiring is picking back up, people say they still have too much on their plate. Personal finance writer Farnoosh Torabi is here to give us some advice. She's the author of When She Makes More. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
How do you navigate that moment where you're taking on responsibilities that, you know, maybe aren't on paper yours?
That's a really good question. I think it's an emotional spot to be in because you're feeling resentful. I think you want to take the emotion off the table and be strategic about the situation that you are in. If you're the last man or woman standing at your job, at least if you feel that way, and you think you're doing, you know, multiple tasks that are above and beyond what you signed up for, you need to let your employer kindly know that you're perhaps happy to take on the extra work, but that, you know, you want to be fair about it. I would say before you even go into that meeting, though, gather some research. Go to HR and find out what is your salary range. If you just got hired and you're making a starter salary, but suddenly you're taking on a lot more work, a lot more responsibility, find out what is the potential increase that you can earn based on that salary range. Use that information, come armed with that information to your meeting with your boss. Say, look, I understand that, you know, times are tough here, that you're giving me more work. I'm happy to take on the responsibility, but I have found out that I am potentially able to make up to, say, you know, twice what I'm making now. I'm not asking for all of it now, but I think a 20 or 30% raise would be fair. And don't be afraid to ask for above and beyond your typical annual bump of 3 or 4% here, because your employer is doing without maybe two or three other employees. Giving you a little bit more money, a lot more money even, is better for them financially than hiring and training, you know, several new employees. So remember that.
One of our listeners wrote us, I have four jobs within the organization. I've been promoted three times, retained all of the responsibility of each prior position. I think employees feel like they're maybe not safe to voice those things. How do you gauge whether you are in a secure position to bring that up?
I think that if you have been given all this responsibility and that you've already been promoted three times, clearly your employer values you. When you voice, there's a way to do it that's wrong, frankly, you know, voicing emotionally, voicing kind of irrationally. And then there's a way to voice that's respectful, that's matter of fact, and that makes it more about the environment, the group, the company, rather than you. Make it less about how, you know, woe is me, and rather, you know, here's how I would like to steer things in a new direction to help everybody. Say, you know, I understand we have several projects coming up. I look forward to them. I'm excited about them. I think what would make it easier, better, more efficient for everyone is if I got the chance to perhaps work from home one day a week to, you know, avoid the long commute, to be able to have more focus and concentration in a quiet office environment. You know, making it about value added to your employer, that's what's going to ultimately help you voice in a way that's going to get you what you want and for your employer to feel good about it as well.
During the recession, a lot of people were stringing together multiple gigs, and some people still do that to pay the bills or because a freelance life, you know, is appealing to them. Do you have advice for people who are in that situation?
I do, and I can speak from in the trenches. I got laid off in 2009, and from a desk job, from a 9-to-5 full-time benefits-paying job. I was terrified, but frankly, it was the kick in the pants that I needed to really embrace entrepreneurship. And as a journalist, you're not really taught how to do that, but the fact of the matter was at the time that companies weren't really hiring full time. And so it was sort of out of a necessity that I had to realize this new career path. And there were some challenges that are still challenges. You know, it's managing your own retirement, getting your own health insurance, even, you know, having a budget for things like photocopying and phone calls, because, you know, those things we take for granted when we're
You're in an office. Yeah.
When you're in an office. And so I would say if you want to be a gigmeister, and I highly recommend that because I think the flexibility outweighs so much, just be prepared for assuming those costs yourself, budget for those things.
Farnoosh Torabi is a personal finance expert and the author of When She Makes More. Thank you so much.
Thanks.